Welcome back to Eugene, Oregon. I'm Cynthia Fox, and as the technicians, the crews, and the band make their final preparation for tonight's live broadcast on the Album Network, we've got part of an interview that Redbeard recently recorded with Jackson Brown, where he shares some insights into songwriting and his latest album, I'm Alive.
I got to give you congratulations on the warm reception for the new album, I'm Alive, because
thank you.
Everything that I've read and everybody that I've talked to that's heard the album, I mean, they're pretty unanimous, glowing comments.
Yeah, the response has been good. It hasn't been unanimous, as a matter of fact. I happen to read like a fairly resounding pan of the album, but not only the album, of me and my entire,
your existence.
My existence, exactly. Which, that's the way you want it. If someone hates me, like, they've always hated me, you know. Yeah. As opposed to people who love you saying, this just doesn't make it.
Right, right.
But for me, yeah, that more importantly is that the songs themselves work for me, and they do something for me just to sing them. So I'm having a great time touring, because I mean, it's really good to get acceptance and, you know, get a positive response. But what really works is if the songs, you know, speak to something really, you know, essential that you need to get out, and that it just does you good to sing them.
Yeah.
And that'll carry you.
What's implied by the title of the new album, I'm Alive?
Well, it started as the only song title that I could use, and I was also thought of Sky Blue and Black. I thought that's just too moody. That's kind of like a title. And my son Ethan was saying, "Oh, you always call it after a song title. Why don't you just break your own, you know, tradition and call it something, you know, one word title of anything?" And that got really hard. That's like I thought of a lot of things, and there were a lot of joke titles, you know, while we were making the record. My working title was This Better Be Good. And Scott at one point said, well, I know what you could call it. You can call it The Agony and The Agony.
That's good, too.
But in the end, I think it literally came down to a call on a Sunday morning from my record company president saying, okay, time's up. What's it called? We're printing this thing tomorrow, you know. So, I mean, for want of a better title, but actually it's starting to grow on me, and I really like it.
Let me throw you a slow change up here. When did you write your first song? And maybe more importantly, why?
I think I wrote my first song because I was singing in a coffee house and that a bunch of people were hanging around in. A friend of mine's father started this coffee house in Long Beach, California, and we were hanging around there. It was just this big empty sort of warehouse building, and I was singing there, and all my friends were my friends were writing songs, and I was in high school, and I was about 15. At one point, I just wrote this song. It was kind of a goof. I think it was kind of like a Jesse Fuller song, like San Francisco Bay Blues, or sort of like, you know, I think it was called Happy Woman Blues or something like that. Like about this, you know, about this woman that. It's pretty dumb.
No,
but what, this woman, she's so happy. The only time she's happy is when she's, you know, walking all over me or something. It's this very sort of folky kind of like. It was like, you know, it's the early 60s. But after that, I began writing songs for specific people I knew and for girls. I wrote a song. There was a song called Renee, a song called Marianne, a song called, you know, all these different girls I knew. But. Because and really that's why I began being able to, you know, say what I felt and what I was, you know, feeling in a song. I did it partly because all my friends were doing this, mm-hmm. you know, and partly because it was sort of it was the only outlet I had, really.
30 years later, are your reasons for writing now that much different?
No, they're not.
And
there are times when if you allow the fact that you do this for a living to sort of encroach on your real reasons for writing, you know, it just sort of plugs everything up and keeps it from really happening right. And you might write some things, you know, it's hard to be happy with, you know. I mean, you write because you have a deadline, you know, and that's not, I can live with that finally after all these years. I've sort of realized that deadlines are not so bad for me. You know, I want to you know, sell records and have money and stuff, you know, I mean, so all that, you know, goes without saying, you know. But, I mean, the real reason, the real impulse you have in writing a song is to sort of illuminate something that's going on inside, or to get it out in the open where I myself can see it. It's not like I have a huge inventory of all this stuff that I'm burning to tell everybody. I'm just more. I'm really interested in knowing myself what's going on, you know, on the inside.
There are two of me and two of you. Two who have betrayed love and two who have been true. And together we went crashing through every bond and vow and faith we knew. Me and the fool I've been, and the two of you. Of the two of me, one always knew that I would always love you, whatever you might do. And the more unfree and troubled you grew, I could feel the whole world splitting in two, trying to make the room for the two of you. Turn again when you smile. And how the light would invade and divide the darkness I have inside. There were two of me and two of you, searching for a passageway hidden from our view. And together we went crashing through every bond and vow and faith we knew. Me and the fool I've been, and the two of you. And the two of you. And the two of you.
And that was an Album Network exclusive, Jackson Browne's acoustic version of Two of Me, Two of You. Thanks to Redbeard for the interview. And I loved hearing about the joke titles of the album. This Better Be Good, and I tell you, it is. Well, you know, it's just about showtime, so stay tuned for Jackson Browne live in concert on the Album Network. This is Jackson Browne.
Thank you very much.
Chew on this. Everyday restaurant service.
Becky. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here. As you know, we're on the radio too, so thanks also for tuning in. We got some old songs, some new songs.
Watching these trucks blow by, itches from my face. Yeah, thinking about the time I've wasted and the pleasure we once tasted. Looking up and down this road, I've been here before. I can't be here.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a song that was inspired by the gospel music I heard when I was about 14, 15. I used to listen to Staple Singers all the time. And actually had the good fortune of seeing this song recorded by Pop Staples, one of my heroes, last year. This isn't exactly his version. It's not my original one either. It's sort of my version of his version of my version of World in Motion.
Close your distances, find your angels.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a love song. This is a kind of incapacitated but reasonably okay about it kind of love song. I wrote this snowboarding and rollerblading and shopping for snacks.
And the meat, coffee from the mountain, honey from the bee. Nothing tastes as good as you taste in me. Rocking in the aisle to my inside. Some people staring at me think I got a walkman on. I hear your heart beating everywhere. I hear your heart. I hear your heart beating everywhere. I hear. Everywhere I go, I hear your heart beating everywhere.
thank you. Thank you very much. I'm still trying to get into the concept of this thing going out over the radio. I still can't believe there are people in places that I travel to, you know, and that they've been there the whole time I've been gone. But, all you people out there on the radio, I wish you could see this hall. This is one of the most beautiful halls I've ever seen. It's very futuristic, but it's also kind of classical. Anyway, this is another love song. Thank you. This is an older song.
shape of a horn. In the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart. Shape of a heart. Make it right.
again. And I know I'm alone and close to the end of the feeling we've known. How long have I been sleeping? How long have I been drifting along through the night?
Thank you very much. I'll never know what to say. Thank you. I know a girl that says that, you know. I say, I love you, and she says, thank you. No, actually, she doesn't say that. She says that when I say, you're beautiful. It sounds so weird, you know, thank you, but thank you. This is a song that I always think about Lowell George when I sing. I'm sure not all of you know who Lowell George is, but he was the singer, writer, guitar player in We'll Call Little Feet. And a really good friend of ours. He sang on this song and played on it on a record of mine.
But I'm sitting down by the highway, down by the highway side, everybody's going somewhere, riding just as fast as they can ride. Well, I guess they got a lot to do before they can rest to shoot their lives or justify. Pray to God for me, baby, He can let me slide. 'Cause I've been up and down this highway, far as my eyes can see. No matter how fast I run, I can never seem to get away from me. Baby, if you can see me out across this wilderness, there's just one thing I was hoping you might get. Baby, you can free me all in the power of your sweet tenderness. You don't lie.
I want you to know, when you've been near me, I felt the love stirring in my soul. A feeling of peace. And one time Lowell said to me, close your eyes and try a few of these. I thought I was flying like a bird, so far above my sorrow. When I looked down, I was standing on my knees. Now I need someone to help me, someone to help me. Baby, if you need me, like I know I need you, there's just one thing I'll ask you to do. Take my hand and lead me to a hole in your heart and pull me through. We'll be right back.
and you behaving like an orphan child. I wanna be your friend, but I got no choice in the fight when you're so mean and wild. The abandoned expectations and the storm that we have
Silver and Gold. Is that a Keith Richards song? love the end of that last song because I get to look out and look at you for a while because they got those lights sort of shining out behind us and just sneak a peek. Otherwise, I don't get to see much but the doors opening and closing every now and then in the darkness. Thank you.
Such disregard. They say it can't be won the way the game is run. But if you choose to stay, you wind up playing anyway. It's okay. The folks are home playing beat the clock. And it's the golden cup. This is the young one's love. Under the neon light, selling paper night. It's all night. Nobody buys the food. Nobody gets it like they want.
This is the kind of older song here. This is this is about somebody I knew a long time ago. Somebody who came along at exactly the right moment and made a huge difference to me. And then disappeared. And I think that's probably made a huge difference too. But it was probably the most merciful thing she could have done, but I don't know.
Yeah, back something that was missing me.
perfect little exception of who I wanted her to be. Running into the midnight where the clothes.
Girl can sing. up and down the strand, in the sound of the waves and the cries of the seagulls circling the sand, in the fragments of the songs carried down the wind from some radio, in the murmuring of the city in the distance, ominous and low. I hear the sound of a world where we play, and the far too simple beauty of the promises we make. If you ever need holding, call my name and I'll be there. If you ever need holding and no holding back,
that's the way.
Thank you. That sounds good. I'd like to introduce my band to you. Play the bass guitar. This is Kevin McCormick. Playing the drums, Fritz Lewack. Playing the percussion, Luis Conte. Playing the Hammond B3 organ and singing, Jeff Young. Playing the guitar and the oud, Mark Goldenberg. And singing with us, Valerie Carter. Playing the keyboards, guitars, and singing, and a member of local Eugene Musicians Union. This is Scott Thurston. Thank you very much.
of a girl. Who can show me what laughter means? And we'll fill in the missing colors in each other's paint by number dreams. And we'll put our glasses on.
Place. You people listening on the radio, thanks for tuning in. I want to thank the Album Network for broadcasting your show. Thanks for having us. We'll be right back.
terrific concert from Jackson Browne. And we're going to be back with more Jackson's Encores coming up in just a minute. And now let's go back to the stage for more of Jackson Browne.
Hi, this is Billy Crystal. When I'm in Manchester, I listen to Rock 101.
It sounds marvelous.
Now the seats are all empty. Let the roadies take the stage. Pack it up and tear it down. They're the first to come and the last to leave. Working for that minimum wage. They'll set it up in another town. Tonight the people were so fine. They waited there in line. And when they got up on their feet, they made the show. And that was sweet. But I can hear the sound of slamming doors and folding chairs. And that's a sound they'll never know. And lift them amps. Haul these trusses down and get them up them ramps. Cause when it comes to moving me, you know you guys are the champs. But when that last guitar's been packed away, you know, I still wanna play. So just make sure you've got it all set to go before you come for this piano. Portland, I don't know. We do so many shows in a row, and these towns start to look the same. We just pass the time in our hotel rooms and wander around backstage till those lights come up and we hear that crowd and we remember. R&B. We got reggae. And we got rural scenes and magazines. And we got truckers on the CB. And we got Marvin Gaye on the video. While the miles roll away, but the only time that seems too short is the time that we get to play. People use
you're gonna wake up in your town. We will be scheduled to appear 1,000 miles away from here. Oh, stay just a little bit longer. We wanna play just a little bit longer. Now the promoter don't mind, and the union don't mind, if we take a little time and leave it all behind.
Absolutely wonderful. It has been a very special night. And our Jackson Brown concert broadcast will continue in a moment.
As long as I'm out here, they won't turn it off. So, I thought I would go by one more song here.
Let's go back to the stage for more of Jackson Brown.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank all those radio stations that are carrying the show. And thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you all for being here. And actually, Eugene, the town of Eugene has a very special meaning for me because some friends of mine that lived here a long time ago and helped me at a time when I really needed it. I came up here and stayed with them and... We live in a really beautiful place, but you know that. For all the rest of you people around the United States and overseas listening to this show, don't bother coming to Eugene. It's not much of a place at all. There's no reason to come here at all. Stay wherever you are.
Surprise and a great bonus. Linda Paloma, what a wonderful show. Our Jackson Browne concert broadcast will continue in a moment on the Album Network.